All right, so I guess it's time for game news now that we've segued into, you know, stepped all over Joel's bits and pieces.
Stepped on Joel's bits?
I'm like, ow! Oh,
his precious bits.
Oh, God, I don't think I can go on.
Well, you're going on, mister.
So
pick him up and boldly trod forward.
Are we singing? I have a cold here and everything, but I'll do that for Joel because it's been a while since I've seen him. Is the Joel show starring Joel?
I got a cold.
I got a cold in my nose. It's the Joel show starring Joel.
It's Joel.
It's the Joel show,
and
he
Joel
has
lots of great news.
All right, I feel better. It always makes singing releases endorphins.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
It releases dolphins. What?
Endorphins. Endorphins. Oh. Yes.
That's the thin on the back.
Yeah. So what's going on in the gaming world, Joel? I feel like I have... Brad, for the love of God, could you stop just throwing crap around?
Actually,
I
got
a
little
something. I can assure you the microphone is not picking up that noise.
You want me to cut his mic?
Yeah, would you?
There we go.
Just cut it out.
No, that was mine.
Whoopsie.
That was my... Damn.
You want me to cut it? All right. I'm sorry, Joel, for the very rude interruption from Brad Wardell.
I did not interrupt anything. It was Kristen who interrupted.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Anyway.
I have a huge news flash.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
But it's actually not gaming related. But
oh, okay.
Brad will like this.
Okay.
It's Microsoft related.
Uh-huh.
Now, at first, I thought it was kind of a scam. Until I went to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office and saw patent application 200601953133.
Oh, crap!
You saw that, did you? Uh-oh.
Four named Microsoft employees are trying to get a patent for conjugating verbs.
Oh,
I kid you.
For conjugating verbs, any verbs? Like in a Word document or just any kind of conjugating?
Conjugating verbs. It's Eric J. Vootberg, Jinsong Yu, Mark D. Stumpf, and Robert E. Parker.
Man, I knew hiring standards at Microsoft had gone down, but man, now they think it's a big deal to conjugate verbs.
So we can't all, if we conjugate a verb, we got to write a check.
You know, I have a feeling, just based on no information, just a gut feeling, that they're doing this to challenge the patent office, to see if they can actually get a patent on conjugating verbs, not necessarily because they think it's a wildly great idea. I don't know.
There has to be so much
but
more.
But that's what I'm thinking.
Did you read the entire application, Joel?
Oh, my. It's huge. It's huge. There's like...
There's no, like, summation at the top or anything?
20 separate claims. I'll just read the first one.
All right.
It's all computer-related. A method in a computer system for conjugating verbs in a target language, the method compromising receiving a verb in a base language, identifying verb forms in the target language using a translation of the received verb from the base language to the target language, and displaying the identified verb forms in the target language.
Okay, see, that was a lot of words.
and so I stopped listening, is what happened there.
And that's number one out of 20.
Wow.
And then it goes into much more wordy descriptions.
Oh.
I've said all along, I'm now going to file to patent the question mark.
I have no response to that, Joel. I don't know what to say.
It's kind of dumbfounding, isn't it?
I am flabbergasted.
Yep. Yep.
We've done some pretty retarded verbs. Patent news in our day.
Yeah, yeah.
This is this.
This
Joel's
might
got
take the
killer.
Cake.
Yeah.
But I do agree. I think that a bunch of guys sat around probably didn't have anything else to do that day and said, I wonder if we can get a patent for...
Yeah, they were supposed to be creating Vista, but instead they did this.
Right. There, somebody bet like $10 or a dinner. Over
yeah.
Just
or a dollar.
Or a dollar.
Like you did.
Yep.
So, God loves Microsoft.
Yeah.
At least somebody does.
Gotta love them.
Yeah. All right. Wow, that's... Boy... That's something else, I tell you.
That's whack, yo.
I wish I've been out of, like I said, I've been out of touch for 2 weeks because I actually didn't look at the news very much or whatever while I was gone. Kind of wish I had just sort of stayed in that little bubble, actually, of newslessness.
Newslessness?
And uninformation. Yes. All right, what else, what's going on in game news?
Okay, in game news, since we talked about the PS3 a little bit ago, the latest Sony blunder of... Actually, well, you could just say Sony completely screwing their customers. One of the big draws for the next-gen consoles, and actually when you say next-gen, the only true next-gen console is the Wii. The other two are really just graphics upgrades. The
yeah.
Wii is the one that really is doing something different.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But since all three are considered next-gen, we'll just put it in next-gen.
Okay.
The big one is... the high-definition graphics. Now, we know the Wii doesn't have the HD graphics, but the 360 and the PS3 does. Except if you want high-def graphics with the PS3, you got to pay an extra $100 for the HD cable.
Yeah, I read about this, too.
Wow.
We were actually talking about that.
Wait, can you do it with any HDMI cable, though?
Sure.
I haven't seen
what the back of the PS3 looks like, so I don't know if it's going to
be... Well, I mean, 100 HDMI cables are not $100. I mean, you can get cheap ones.
Unless there's a proprietary end on it.
Well, if they do that, that would be really slimy.
Sony.
Beyond,
hello.
Yeah, circling the drain.
Same company that brought you the rootkit, remember?
Well, I mean...
They're no stranger to slime, brother.
Do we know if it's going to be a proprietary or not?
I don't know, but I'm just going to say, let's look at Sony's past.
Okay.
How many times have they tried to slam proprietary media onto us?
Okay. You might be right, but maybe they're coming around.
My God, though, $600 for the thing. If they were to require a $100 cable, because you can get HDMI cables cheap now. I mean, $20 or whatever. They're all the same.
I just bought an upscaling DVD player because I'm not yet ready to chunk out either $500 or $1,000 for a high definition, and the upscaling ones work great, by the way.
How do you really notice a difference between, you know, that and a regular DVD?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, it's if you have a quality high def TV, the difference is quite noticeable.
Far out.
Really, I hadn't. That's amazing.
And they're very inexpensive.
Yeah, I almost bought one because when I was at at the store because I recently got a HD TV and. A little one. A little one. Yeah, let's not talk about it. But anyway, I got one.
It's bigger than my bedroom.
Yeah.
And, I would thought, because I've been disappointed with how DVDs look, because they're kind of blurry.
Now, it's not true HD, but it's what they call near HD. It brings it up to 720p. I think you could even do 1080i on most of it.
Well, it's got to be upscaling it still. It's probably just doing it very
intelligently. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, all they're doing is they're using... lots of math calculations and filling in between the pixels. So instead of it looking grainy, it really sharpens things up. But it worked great.
Yeah,
anyway, the point of that was...
If it fools the eye, brilliant.
Yeah, sounds good.
And it's only like $80.
But we don't know for sure about the cable on the Sony... Yeah. Well, I would like to be kept informed of that because I'm curious. I don't want to go just saying that they're going to... charge $100 or have a proprietary end or something like that. But it does sound like something they do, unfortunately.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think Sony right now is leaving no stone unturned to screw their customers.
Yes, yes, yes.
The death vortex must be served.
Indeed.
And often.
Yeah. What else you got, Joel?
Let's see. It's not the fastest time of the year for news. Everybody
that's okay.
wants to hold with the holiday season. There's one
last Neverwinter Nights coming out shortly?
That actually got pushed back, I think, by about a month. So.
No. You should have seen his face when you said that. He's like,
So just a small
pushback.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Did you like Neverwinter Nights, the first one?
I did.
I liked it very much.
I played it.
It was okay. It wasn't as good as Baldur's Gate. The single player campaign was a little lacking, but I have, you know, Starving Man will accept pretty much anything.
Yeah, yeah.
basically, for RPGs, we got Oblivion.
Yeah.
And now we're in September.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have the first one. Matter of fact, I'm looking at the discs right now, but I never really played the game.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I liked it.
I liked it too.
And I don't play a lot of games, so there you go. Take that for whatever it's worth.
Shame on you.
I know it. So what else is going on in game news?
Last story. This is the sequel to one of probably my three favorite games of all time. It's coming out in just a little over a month. They're doing the episodic content as well, as is quite popular these days. It's the new Sam and Max game.
Hmm.
And I think they're going very much like the Half-Life 2, you know, Episode 1, Episode 2, whatever. They're having just small portions of the game come out every few months for about $20. If you haven't played Sam and Max, you've got to find a copy. It is just the most amazing game ever. One of the few games that I've actually ever literally laughed out loud.
What kind of game is it again?
It's an adventure game.
Adventure game, okay.
But the humor in it is second to none.
Oh, that's good. That's what I like.
So the sequel's coming out on October 17th.
Great. Great, great. So I imagine some sort of bundled pack will be out early next year. Or
yeah.
Late next year, maybe. A year from their release, probably.
Right.
Cool.
Have all the episodes.
All the episodes, right. Sounds good. Cool. Well, thank you very much for keeping us informed of the game news. Brad, I understand you have an announcement to make regarding something that's going on wincustomize.com, one of our sponsors.
Well, it's actually a inter-website contest, so several of our partners are involved on this.
Very good.
NeilWin.net, which is one of our sponsors.
Indeed.
Wincustomize.com, Locker Gnome, DeviantArt, Beta News, and others. I've gotten together and put on the 2006 GUI Championships.
Woohoo!
So this is a contest where graphics designers of all kinds can come together and compete for tens of thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, making their own user interface concepts using window blinds or wallpapers, which pretty much anyone can do. If I wasn't involved, I'd enter that because Xbox 360s are being given out during the contest. So I don't think for wallpapers, but...
Not for... Yeah. I made
still,
a wallpaper once.
Yeah. And icons...
Brad has seen it. Yeah, it's not pretty.
It's not bad. And as well as icons. So it's like an icon contest, a skin contest, and a wallpaper contest. But, I mean, unlike... You see these contests online, it says, yeah, you can get a free hat or something. It's like $12,000 in cash and prizes. I mean, Xbox 360s, NVIDIA stuff, all kinds of really good stuff, and of course, good thousands of dollars in just cold hard cash.
Mm-hmm.
So the website for it is www.guichamps.com. That's www.guichamps.com. So go over there, you can check it out. If you're a graphics designer, make icons or anything like that, or you know someone that would, let them know and get them over there, and that would be awesome.
And we'll put a linky on the site to the GUI Champs so that you can go check it out for yourself and maybe enter to win some of those cool prizes.
That's right. And don't forget, if you're a hot chick, myspace.com/dragonal, you can make it look like I'm not a pathetic dweeb.
Wow.
Give the illusion.
Give the illusion.
You know, people say my MySpace page is boring.
Is it?
Well...
Is that because you don't have 10,000 little pictures of your cat and your
I think
and
it's
some flowers
I'm using the
default
and some?
Layout
for oh,
it. I see.
I think half the people on my friends list on MySpace are women.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
I think there is a woman or two. I have like 50
I'm not sure about
friends on there.
Yeah.
But
say 15 or 50.
What? 50.
Okay.
No, but they're almost all from the show. People who have responded to my groveling on the show.
Right.
And I make no mistake. I am groveling.
You've taken them all under
Let
your
me
wing
be clear
yeah.
as to my intentions. Please, please, please.
I like. You know, I just really enjoy interacting with, that's what this is kind of all about for me. I really enjoy interacting with people on the internet, that I meet on the internet. I think people are interesting. People are neat.
They are interesting.
Especially the
not
ones
necessarily
that get the big finger
in a good
at
way.
Joe User.
Right. Exactly.
Especially the ones that get your big finger at Joe User.
Yeah. Well, I get along with pretty much everyone on Joe User. The fastest way to push
except
my button
that
on a
one guy
is when someone goes on a Joe User and doesn't like something I blogged about on something that's completely unrelated to what we do. And it says, well, I'm not going to ever buy one of your products because I don't agree with, you know, whether it be my opinion on some political thing or, you know,
whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. And I don't even talk that much about politics generally. I mean, once in a while, I mostly talk about tech.
True. That is true.
You know, or coding. But once in a while, I'll pop, you know, say, hey, there was an article I kind of, you know, I was thinking about. It, like, or taxation. Or mm-hmm. I do have strong opinions on taxes.
Yeah.
I really don't like taxes. But you'll get someone like that on there. It's like, you know, how I need to change my attitude. It's like, it's a freaking blog site. I'm blogging.
Right.
I mean, come on. I mean, if you want, if you, you know.
I'll forbid you have an opinion.
Yeah, well, if you go, if on our Stardock sites, I mean, if it's actually on our products and you're a customer, I'll kiss your ass. You mm-hmm. know, you know, I mean, no, I will go out of my way. I mean, I've
that is
on
true.
Weekends spent hours on IRC helping people with mm-hmm. a problem with our games or whatever. But if it's on my blog and I'm just talking about, you know, my kids or something or whatever, it's like, it's my blog, leave me alone. But I digress.
But I digress, right. Well, I think that's our show for the week. Thank you all for joining me, as always. Everybody go and check out GUIchamps.com. And, of course, we'll put a link to that on our site. Mm-hmm. And this podcast was brought to you by NeoWin.net, WinCustomize.com, and QuarterTo3.com. Look for us every week at www.poweruser.tv.